This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
So what do you think? Big airlines and many of the busiest airports are dumping the mask requirement now that a federal judge has knocked down the national mask mandate. David Studinski caught this announcement that was made on a Delta Airlines jet in New York.
Delta position is masks will be optional this evening for all crew and passengers as well.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on the Biden administration's response.
It announced the mandate is, quote, not in effect at this time, essentially leaving operators to decide on their own whether to require masks. Several airlines, including Delta and United, say they will not. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York City's public transit system plans to keep its mask requirement in place. Russia's ramping up the battle for control of eastern Ukraine. The AP's Karen Shamas is overseas.
Russian forces have entered a new phase of war as they attacked along a broad front in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities say that the Russian military is focusing on taking control of the Donbas region, the country's eastern industrial heartland. The stepped-up assaults began a day earlier along a front of more than 300 miles, centering on the Donbas regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. The Russian forces tried to advance in several sections, including from the neighboring Kharkiv region.
In Kabul, Afghanistan, at least six people have been killed, some of them students, as educational institutions were targeted by explosions, say authorities. A 15-year-old girl was stabbed to death on a California high school campus in an apparently random attack, say authorities. It happened at Stagg High School in Stockton. The suspect, a man in his 40s, was quickly detained. Police still trying to determine a motive. The Dow lost 39 points yesterday. This is AP News. Lawyers for the family of a black man shot dead by police in Grand Rapids, Michigan, say they will release the results of an independent autopsy today. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
That was attorney Ben Crump last week denouncing another police shooting of an unarmed black motorist. Today, the family's legal team plans to announce the results of a second autopsy performed on the body of Patrick Leoya, a refugee from Congo, fatally shot April 4th. Video from a bystander shows Leoya was on the ground when he was shot in the head during a struggle with the officer, who's heard demanding Leoya drop the officer's taser. The official autopsy results haven't been released, but prominent pathologist Dr. Werner Spitz, now 95 years old, has conducted an independent autopsy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The news conference at 10:30 Eastern Time this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.